Welcome, everyone, to my pre-launch podcast titled Personal Growth Recipes with your host, Ron Denner. I want to explain my background and personal history and just give you some context of where I've been and how I got to this point in my life. I also want to share my motivations for starting this podcast and what to expect from the upcoming episodes. So a little bit about myself. I'm happily married to an amazing wife, Shirley, and we have three grown children. I grew up on a dairy farm in southern Wisconsin with seven other siblings. We were very blessed to be raised by loving and caring parents. Matter of fact, we would be labeled what would be called now a functional family in today's terminology. My wife and I still live in southern Wisconsin. Matter of fact, an elderly gentleman once asked me, have you lived here your whole life? And my response was, no, not yet. But I've been self-employed most of my adult life, and I've owned an insurance agency for the last 15 years. Now, the insurance business is very, very rewarding financially, but it's also very challenging and very time-consuming. I've always had a strong interest in self-improvement and teaching it to others for over the last 20 years. You know, I probably should have been a school teacher, but I do remember going through high school and the crap that those teachers went through, and it kind of turned me off, and I just figured, that's not for me. But I did teach Sunday school for about 10 years, and you know, I really enjoyed that process of really trying to add value to another person. About a year ago, my son turned me on to the idea of podcasting, so I decided to check it out. And what I discovered was I found it to be really the perfect opportunity to share the knowledge that I've gained over the last 20 plus years, and now because of a thing called the internet, the ability to share it with other people around the world, literally around the world. Like I said, I'm 60 years old, and I'm also a part of that baby boom generation. You see, life was a lot simpler back then growing up in the 60s and 70s. I remember having four television stations to pick from. I can name them. CBS, NBC, ABC, PBS. There was no internet, no Facebook. We had no, like I said, no cable, no satellite TV. And people actually communicated by writing letters, putting a stamp on the envelope and mailing it to a friend. Imagine that. Unheard of today. And also, the family structure back then was much less fractured than it is today. You know, this simpler lifestyle, in my opinion, created a much more fulfilling lifestyle back then. But there's one huge disadvantage that I've observed. The advantage that we have today is much more what I would call a higher quality of life options. These were not even imaginable 30 to 40 years ago. Look at the technology improvements alone, the advances in healthcare diagnosis. You know, people are living longer. The new inventions, just how we treat mental health disorders, on and on. The list goes. You know, I read that the invention of the printing press did more to advance society as a whole than all the time leading up to it. And it's my belief that now, with a thing called the internet, which to my opinion is like the printing press on steroids, is going to do more to advance our society than anything we're ever going to imagine. But what's the cost? Now, because humans are involved, it can be good and bad. You know, human nature is the most predictable thing in the world. Unfortunately, it can be used for as much destruction and pain as benefit, unfortunately. You know, I often wonder if we had had all these inventions and all this technology back in the 60s and 70s, if we had had the same social problems back then as we do now. Just kind of makes you think. It's like having all these choices is the best news, and it's at the same time it's the worst news. So it's my hope to simplify all these choices in order to have that more fulfilling lifestyle that we had back then and combine it with all these technology advances that we have now. And I believe that we can have the best of both times. I really do. That fulfilling life and the advantages of all the, like I said, the technology. So this really defines my purpose for this podcast going forward. Now, here's a great discovery. All the answers have been found. All the answers have been found. This statement defines why I decided to start this podcast. In the upcoming episodes, I'm going to be sharing some of my personal insights. I'm also going to interview people from a diversity of backgrounds to share their insights also. And we're going to focus on personal growth, but we'll occasionally we'll veer off into other areas just to make it more interesting. Like I said earlier, I started listening to podcasts about a year ago, and I made a very clear observation. Most of the podcasts would interview higher income individuals, which is fine. I mean, that's what we all aspire to be and to get to. There's nothing wrong with that. But I noticed very few podcasts interviewed people that either live close to us geographically or people that I'm going to just simply say we can maybe potentially relate to a little bit better. I call these people the everyday heroes that live right next to us, around us, that maybe have some character or personality trait that is worth duplicating. So why did I choose the name Personal Growth Recipes? Why did I choose that? Many of you are familiar with the chili cook-off. And I went to a chili cook-off about a year ago. And what I remember, there were probably 8 different varieties of chili at that cook-off, each having their own recipe. And personal growth is very similar to that. There's different varieties based on people's experiences and background. So it really depends on each individual, that people bring so much to the table individually. So my purpose is simply to share these nuggets of wisdom with you. And I'm going to do a little demo here. I want you in the audience, I really want you to think of yourself to be a sponge, to absorb the information, apply it in your life, absorb it like a sponge. But I want you to take it one step further. I want you to share that with other people. Don't just keep it to yourself. Thank you to our props department for those wonderful props. Now, as we go through this process, I want to stress one important fact. We don't fear change. We fear being changed. We don't fear change. We fear being changed. What do I mean by this? Change is an inside job. It's not an outside. It's an inside job. First, we have to change our thinking and beliefs, and then we change our habits. That's how it works. The best way that I've found to do this is to be what I call a copycat. What do I mean by that? You find people that you admire and respect, ask them what they do, how they do it, and simply copy it. That's it. That's one of the keys to success and just getting more out of life. So this podcast will hopefully do that going forward. Some of the subjects that I'm going to be interviewing in my podcast, some of the subjects I'll be covering will be health and fitness, wellness, gratitude, self-awareness, relationships, spiritual growth, financial principles, what I call the 80-20 rule of life, choices and their compounding effect. And I'm also going to highlight some of the books and material that I've read over the years and share that also, some of those nuggets of wisdom, if you will. I'm going to be interviewing individuals that include business owners, entrepreneurs, non-business owners, retirees, individuals with, like I said before, some trait or some characteristic that, in my opinion, is worth duplicating. So I want to invite you, encourage you to tune into my first podcast coming up tentatively now for mid-February is what we're going to schedule it for, mid-February. And I want to also encourage you to continue to tune in every Wednesday that we'll be releasing a podcast at this point on a weekly basis on Wednesdays. You know, Billy Graham was a television evangelist back in the 60s and 70s, and he made two very profound statements I want to share. Someone asked Billy Graham, why is it important to come to church every Sunday? And his response was, the key to learning is repetition. People need to be reminded more than they need to be instructed. And the other point, profound statement that Billy Graham made was, you know, he spoke to thousands of people when he did his televised ministry. And someone, and Billy Graham made a point. He said, you know, my purpose is not to turn people into Christians in an instant necessarily. My purpose is to have them leave here believing that they can change in the next year. That's pretty profound. Because, you see, personal growth is not an instant thing. It takes time. It's going to take time. The analogy I would use, it's the crock pot versus the microwave. I want to close with a verse from a song by Jackson Browne. Jackson Browne was a singer-songwriter from the 70s. He had a few hits. This particular song is, the title is For a Dancer. And the verse, I love, it summarizes what I'm trying to get across here. Just do the steps that you've been shown by everyone that you have ever known until the dance becomes your very own. Into a dancer you have grown from the seeds someone else has thrown. Go on ahead and throw some seeds of your own somewhere between the time you arrive and the time you go home. Because in the end, there is one dance that you will do alone. It's a great verse. So I want to invite you to like and share these podcasts and to leave your comments and feedback. And we'll talk to you on my first official podcast coming up approximately mid-February. Matter of fact, I would like you to look me up under the title Personal Growth Recipes on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Once again, that's Personal Growth Recipes. Just look up under Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. We'll be announcing the first official one, okay? And that's it, folks. Thanks for tuning in. And this is Ron Denier, your host for Personal Growth Recipes, serving up and signing off.